show you don't want to miss.
The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are taking you through the weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And you know, we may have had snow here in Dallas-Fort Worth, but the NBA All-Star Weekend is set. It is underway. And I'd like to say everything is bigger in Texas. And it certainly will be the case on Sunday night with a much-anticipated crowd of more than 90,000 fans pack the new Cowboys Stadium right here in Arlington for this year's All-Star Game. It's going to be quite an extravaganza. And joining us on the Western Company of Texas phone line is our very dear friend. He knows a thing or two about hooping it up in the NBA. Of course, played with the Phoenix Suns. It's our good friend Bay Forrest. Usually we're talking to Bay in the summertime, but Bay, it's a big weekend here. We got to talk some NBA with you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Elissa. Thanks for the time with you. I enjoy it always.
And of course, a big weekend here. And I got to ask you, during your time in the NBA, I know that you weren't selected to an All-Star weekend, but did you ever have a chance or an opportunity, Bay, to perhaps want to go and check that out? Or is that the weekend where if you've got that time off in the NBA, you want to take it off?
You know, it's kind of funny, but you hit it right on the head with that one, because those of us that didn't get invited to play at the All-Star game were going, whew, we'll take the break. And so we went, especially for me, I'm a real family man, and so I went home and hung out with my wife and kids.
You know, it's interesting, as I mentioned in the open, 90,000 fans, they are projecting this will be the largest crowd to ever watch a basketball game. Bay, you played in the 70s, the early 80s. When you step back and you just kind of watch how much the NBA, how much it's evolved, how much it's changed, did you ever think it would be this huge and, you know, worldwide or international?
You know, it's amazing to see the changes that have taken place. You know, playing for Phoenix, we never back then had that much hype anyway. But even when we'd go to New York or Chicago or somewhere like that, it just wasn't the same. You know, you could go to the Boston Gardens or Madison Square Gardens, it was a big deal. But nothing like it is today with the way that television has just really promoted and all of the big endorsements and all the marketing that takes place with it. So it's definitely a different animal completely at this point. But part of that, too, is just these guys are phenomenal athletes, and they're just so fun to watch.
Well, it's interesting because as we talk about even like, you know, these athletes are so fun to watch, but just how attendance continues to increase here in Dallas with the Mavs. I was hearing about this fact that they are the third leading in attendance in the league in the NBA. The Thunder, you know, produces huge numbers. Their fans really come out to support them. But what was attendance like when you played for the Phoenix Suns? What kind of support did you guys have at that time?
You know, we were the only pro team at the time doing much anything in Arizona, and so we had good turnout back then, but again, that's all relative. You know, we'd have 10, 12,000 people, but that's all we could get into the Coliseum, the old facility that I played in back in the late 70s, and so I would say relatively, it was probably the equivalent of, you know, having 20,000 people nowadays, but again, we just didn't have the kind of facility they do now, and it's just amazing to see the difference, even, you know, flying on their own private plane, and everything's a lot more big time now than what it was when I played.
So what are you saying, Bay, that you guys had to fly commercially when you were an athlete?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we got to fly first class, at least if there was enough first class tickets, and if they didn't have enough first class seats, then you got reimbursed the difference. But who cares? At 6'10", I don't care how much they reimbursed you. It wasn't worthwhile when you had to go coach. And, you know, we were stuck on whatever was available to get us back home.
With those long legs of yours, of course you wanted to sit in first class so you could kind of stretch out just a little bit. Hey, we are talking to Bay Forrest, of course, a former NBA player, played with the Phoenix Suns. He was a standout in college at Grand Canyon University. And how are things in Arizona down there? How are things with the university? It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk about that.
You know, they've really come a long ways, and they're looking at going D1 in basketball possibly here in the next year or so, and their program has just really taken off. My wife and I are over at Southwestern College across town, a smaller Christian school about the size of what Grand Canyon was when I played there. We've only got about 400 or 500 in our school, and we're NAIA, and so I'm kind of across town from what's going on at the Canyon, but great things happening here in Phoenix, and of course, everybody's so excited about the Suns and their representation at the All-Star game that it's pretty big time for them.
Well, Bay, we want you to share with all of our listeners. We were talking off air here just momentarily, a guy that got a full ride scholarship to Grand Canyon University. Joe, and I'm going to let you say his last name, just a phenomenal ball handler, and he is actually going to be participating in this weekend's activities.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to see what's happened. Joe Odhiambo, I met when I was in Africa. My wife and I were missionaries in Africa, in Kenya, for 5 years. And while we were over there, we found a guy that was the high school shot put and discus record holder and was a great basketball player as well. And Grand Canyon had told me, hey, if you ever find any guys that are good athletes that are capable of coming over and playing for us, let us know. We'll send them a full ride scholarship. So I found Joe and another guy, Joshua Okeo, a 6'8 guy that ended up breaking my shot blocking record. Nice thank you that was to me, wasn't it? So he comes over here and breaks my record at the school. But both of them came over and played, and then afterwards, Joe wanted to be the best in the world at something and started working 8 to 10 hours a day on his ball handling, and he's now the world's greatest ball handler and has 14 world records and has been on Ripley's Believe It or Not, and the NBA All-Star Game has invited him again this year, the only ball handler to come back this year to perform at the All-Star Game.
You mentioned that he had set 14 world records, just a phenomenal ball handler, but also you guys are going to be doing some things together this summer. What, in the Camp of the Woods in New York, you're going to be traveling with him, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Norm Sanju, who used to be part owner and GM of the Dallas Mavericks, now runs Camp of the Woods in New York, upstate New York, and I had told Norm about, I go every couple of years and speak there about the same time as Josh McDowell, and Josh and I will kind of do some tag teaming at times, and so I had told Norm about Joe, and he said, "Bay, get me in touch with this guy." Sure enough, Norm and Joe got together, and they're flying Joe out with me, and Joe's going to run his basketball camp for a week. Joe's written a couple of books on basketball skills, Triple T basketball, and one on mental toughness, and so he's the real deal. He has literally mastered every big man's move, and he's a phenomenal personal coach in basketball. He lives here in the Valley, so he's going to start doing some traveling with me, and we're going to start doing some events not only in the United States, but around the world as well.
You are listening to the voice of Bay Forrest, former NBA player with the Phoenix Suns, and I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we take you through this snowy weekend, NBA All-Star weekend, and we want to definitely recognize our premier corporate sponsor. That is our friends and folks at Western Company of Texas. You can go to their website at our website, which is eradiosports.com. You can email us at info@eradiosports.com. I am curious, Bay, you know, we weren't even planning on talking about this, but the Camp of the Woods in New York, can you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, is it only for kids that are in New York City, or can anybody come across the United States? Because it does sound like a lot of fun.
Actually, it's a family camp, E, and I do both some teen and some adult stuff while I'm there, and they run family camp all summer long, and it's interdenominational for anybody that just wants to come up as a family and bring their kids, drop them off to have a great time at a say basketball 1 week, tennis 1 week, and baseball and all kinds of different sports that go on. But then there's also water sports and everything, and then they have phenomenal speakers at night that are speaking to all of the adults and the kids as well. And it's just a great time for a family to get away for a week of just Christian camp if they'd like to.
Bay Forrest was a 6'10", three-time All-American at Grand Canyon University, played, of course, as I said, 3 years with the Phoenix Suns. He was forced to an early retirement from a back injury, and then in 1986, left with his family to go to Kenya, East Africa. And that really is your heart and your passion, is just missions work and reaching out and helping others. Are you able to incorporate a lot of your basketball, all the life lessons that you learned from that game, into your message?
You know, it's really been a blessing because sports and basketball in particular really is pretty much universal now, and you can go just about anywhere, and that will draw a crowd and at least have some people show some interest. And so I've just tried to use that platform as possible. I'm a 55-year-old has-been now, so, you know, I'm way more excited about 10 grandkids than I am about the fact that I played in the NBA, but I'm still 6'10", and I stay in shape, and so, you know, that helps to possibly bring some people in and have them listen at times, and I'll use whatever I can for a way to present the gospel.
What is the feedback that you are getting from our youth, from our kids today, when they do come up and reach out and say, hey, I need help in this particular area?
You know, I'm finding that more than anything, it really hasn't changed at all. Kids want to be loved. They want to be cared for. And, you know, if you can convince them that you're not there just to wow them or just to preach at them or anything else, but you really do care about them, want to see them make wise choices and end up with that personal relationship with God, you know, that's something that is pretty much universal. You can talk to kids anywhere, and they just want to know that somebody loves them.
Okay, and you have a very ambitious schedule, Bay Forest. You guys are getting ready. You and your lovely wife, Peg, you're going to be leaving for South Africa here in just a couple of weeks. Tell us a little bit about that excursion that's going to be coming up.
Well, we're real excited. We're going to, Peg and I are both going over to South Africa. This will be my third trip, and Peg's first time. But we'll go to Durban, and we're going to go out and work with some orphanages. And I get to go right into a lot of the public schools, and they just let me share whatever I want there. They're wide open to hearing the truth of the gospel, and so that's been just a great opportunity. So I speak in schools, and then we do some evening tent crusades and meetings outside. I preach in some of the churches. We do some pastors' conferences, and Peg will be doing some women's ministry, and then Peg and I are going to do some marriage retreat as well, where we'll have people come as couples, and we'll just challenge them and encourage them how to live a godly life together as husband and wife.
And, Bay, not a lot of downtime, because then you guys are going to be trying to gear up to go to Cuba. I find this trip going to be fascinating.
You know, that one really is an exciting thing, Alyssa. I had somebody come to me this last year and say, what would you think about coming to Cuba? And I said, are you kidding? I'm not exactly covert under the table with my speaking style. And he said, oh, babe, we'll have thousands. And apparently, Cuba, they don't care if you come in and preach the truth of the gospel as long as you're willing to pay the taxes in the country there. And so we have what we call our Anywhere Project. It's a fund that we started that we try to raise money to go anywhere, anytime God opens the door, whether or not the people can afford to pay to bring us in. And that's our desire and our passion, is to go to places where people can't afford to bring us. And so we're going to go to Cuba, and we'll get to do a pastors and wives conference for 100 pastors and their wives. And then at night I'll do evangelistic crusades. And so if anybody wants to know more about what's going on with that, our website is focus-ministries.com. And we keep our schedule on there, and it tells a lot about what's happening. We'd love for people to know about it.
Hey, you're listening to the voice of Bay Forest. He's been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Only time for a short interview, but I got to ask you, you know, we got the NBA All-Star Game on Sunday night. Very excited the fact that Kevin Durant was selected as an All-Star Reserve. This is his first time to make an appearance. What particular players are you perhaps keeping your eye on? I know you're a Phoenix guy.
You know, I am a Phoenix guy, but I am pretty excited about watching Kevin Durant. I just like the fact that he seems to be a real quality young man, and I'm really hoping that he can really step up and be one of the new role models and leaders in the NBA. But, of course, I'm a big Steve Nash fan, no question about it. Of course, Amari Stoudemire just is a phenomenal athlete, but Steve Nash just makes anybody look good that he plays with. So I'll be excited to watch and see how Steve does. This is kind of getting to the end of his career, and so I hope he gets a good finish as he goes out even this year.
Well, as we were talking even off air before today's interview, you had mentioned how much your wife, Peg, she loves and appreciates Steve Nash's style. I like what you said. He's a warrior. I mean, he may not be the biggest guy on the court, but he finds a way to get things done. You really have to appreciate it, and even the longevity that he has had within his career.
You know, and listen, one of the things I've been impressed with is he's done what's been necessary. Now, Michael Jordan did the same thing, and he hired a trainer to get him bigger and stronger because he knew he was going to take a beating. And Steve Nash has done the same thing. He's put on some muscle because he knows he's having to take that beating, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to make his game go a little bit longer than what it would have otherwise. And so we love watching Steve, and not only just the fact that he's a warrior, but as well the way he conducts himself on the floor. I just like to see a guy that's a gentleman and appreciates the crowd and plays with class, and you don't see enough of that nowadays. So when we see it, we love to support a guy like that.
Well, and a guy that you played with that played with a lot of class was what Alvin Adams, former OU player, power forward, and the fourth pick in the 75 NBA draft.
Absolutely, and he was his rookie year at the All-Star game, and Alvin and I still stay in touch. In fact, I just touched base with him a couple of days ago, but Alvin really is that kind of guy. He's just as fine as you could ever ask for as a quality individual and human being, and he still runs the arena for the Suns, and so he stayed plugged in with a lot of that kind of thing, and he and Sarah just saw their daughter married off this Christmas time, and so it's been kind of fun just to see them continue to do well.
Okay, got to ask you, Bay Forest, what is like your most memorable moment during your time in the NBA? You were talking and sharing with me, George Gervin took it to you a couple of times, but what about Dr. J?
you had to throw out Dr. J, didn't you? You know, I've got a book that people could check out online. It's called Dunked On, Deal With It. And it's got a picture of me getting dunked on by Dr. J the first time I played against him. He went right over the top of me. I thought I was going to take the charge, and the guy could walk on air. And, I mean, he threw it down over the top of me, and I ended up being poster boy. Of all the things, 10 years later in Africa, a kid from Ethiopia comes up with an encyclopedia that has one article and one picture on everything that's ever happened in the world, and it's a picture of me getting dunked on the basketball section by Dr. J. So, you know what? Sometimes you dunk on others, sometimes they dunk on you, so you got to learn how to deal with the good times and the bad times both.
Isn't it amazing how God just keeps you humble?
He sure has ways of doing that, doesn't he?
I mean, can you imagine of all the places to be in Africa and this young child comes up to you with that particular picture in that book?
And the bad thing is he made 100 copies, put them all over the missionary kids boarding school that we worked at, and so everybody got to see me getting dunked on by Dr. J. I don't know why it wasn't a picture of me. I dunked over Jabbar the day my son was born. I didn't get that picture in the encyclopedia. I don't get it.
Outstanding. Hey, Bay Forrest has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. The best part of that picture, though, it just served as an inspiration to write that book, and it is a great book. Where did you say you can go and get a copy of that?
They can go to our website again, focus-ministries.com, and we send books all over the world for people that are interested.
Bay, you are a winner, a great example, such a wonderful role model to all of our youth and our kids, and we need more people to follow in your footsteps. You're doing a great job. And send our best and love to Miss Peg.
Thanks a lot, Alyssa. Great job on the interview always, and I'll do one with you anytime.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside. Jason Peter's going to be with us with our Under the Helmet segment. We're going to do a recap of Super Bowl 44. Stay close.